Our Jackson Heights locker room chat continues here tonight on KNCA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tabman with you, joined now by Cobras boys basketball coach, that is Brett Plattner, presented by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kurtz Body Shop, and Netawaka Fitness Center. Coach, it's been kind of a weird schedule for you. A couple weeks ago, you had the midseason tournaments at the Thunder Classic, didn't end up playing that Saturday game, and then the last time out was the 26th, so it's been about a week since your team last played, and a loss at Jefferson County North. That was a 40-23 final, so taking us back to that one about a week ago, just a couple key takeaways from that one.
I thought our defense performed at a relatively good rate. We've been working and hammering defense quite a bit over the course of the year and making sure our rotations are smooth and everybody's on the same page regarding switches in and out of defenses and how we can present some different looks to teams. And I think our defense is getting to a stage where we want it to be. And now, you look at our last three games, scoring in the 20s, that's where we got to improve. We got to take the next step offensively, whether that's, moving the ball at a quicker pace. Sometimes guys just, getting some confidence and knowing when to drive or when to shoot. But that's now that we got the defense where we want it to be, that's where we're going to try to take that next step, is bringing the offense along with it so we can put together a more complete game.
And you've had about a week off and plenty of time to practice. So how do you utilize that practice time to maybe kind of ramp up the offense a little bit? Is it certain things you can do with drills? Is it just as simple as guys seeing the ball go in? I mean, how do you kind of control that and help that offense improve?
A lot of that comes from game-like experiences as well, and that's kind of been the struggle that we've had over the past several weeks, is we haven't had a ton of game-like experiences, but there's things that we can work on in practice, such as ball movement, doing 1-2 second drills where they only have the ball in their hands for 1 or 2 seconds before they have to make a decision and find a teammate or make a driving move to the basket. Honestly, increasing the volume of shots. Like I mentioned, we've been working defense pretty hard, and so some of our volume of shots that we've taken in the past in practice have decreased a little bit. So we've ramped that up a little bit and got guys in positions on the floor where they're going to be shooting a lot and practicing shooting those shots. And like I said, hopefully headed into Friday versus ACCHS, we can see a step up on offense while maintaining our defense.
Yeah, you went right into the next point. ACCHS, the matchup again on Friday, and saw them earlier in January. Tigers won the first matchup there, but, your second go-around with ACCHS with that little bit of extra time off, what's kind of the expectation going into this one?
Really well prepared last time. They saw a couple things that we were doing well early in the year, and they adjusted to it, really challenged our guys to make adjustments, and we just didn't really have the adjustments that day to keep up with them. They're very, very talented offensively. Coach Smith has them playing at a very high level. We'll certainly make some adjustments to the things they did well against us last time. I'm sure they'll make the same adjustments as well. And I think our guys are ready to prove that, while they're a good team, they're a team that we can compete with and put our best foot forward and hopefully give a high-level basketball game to everybody.
Jackson Heights boys basketball coach Brett Plattner joining us again, brought to you by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Netawaka Fitness Center. Cobras back to it on Friday at home against ACCHS. We'll have that on the Cobra Channel courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday.
Thanks, Brandon.